This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Remember that time that you were looking for you and your wife's 10th anniversary photos, but all you could find were the ones from the 5th anniversary of your fantasy football championship? Or maybe that time you were trying to find her favorite song, but couldn't get any farther than your really awful workout music? Well, I do. But that's before I got the new Sony Vaio F laptop. Finally, somebody put everything that you're looking for in one place. Sony's exclusive media gallery. It organizes all your photos, music, and movies into a single simple interface. And with built-in search, you're only one click away from anything on your computer. So the next time you're looking for that video of your first dance, you'll actually find it. Instead of that long-lost video of the party you had 5 years ago when you won your fantasy football championship. Remember? Oh, you were trying to forget. The Sony Vaio F laptop with Windows 7. Your PC simplified.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of trees. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Glad to have you along the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and the World Wide Web, as always, at ESPNSuperstation.com. More folks listening for some reason than ever before, and we're glad to have you along. Yeah, Daddy, we had to suspend him for 3 days, so hopefully he's enjoying that. I'm sure it's with pay, because that's the way things work, you know, when you have the talent the size of Daddy. But we are jam-packed the rest of the week, and today Sean Callahan is going to join us in just a moment. I don't know what to make of this whole Nebraska football injury situation, and Sean will fill us in. Two major injuries yesterday to Sean Fisher and Anthony Blue, and now Nebraska, two-a-day practice. They're practicing right now. They should be done in the next half hour, and Coach Bo Pelini scheduled to talk to the media, but then we get a memo this morning from the football office saying there is no media availability the rest of the week. All that does is throw up the suspicious flag. So we'll talk with Sean about that. Loperlink today, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires will be chatting with him as their team expected to do very well coming off last year, and we'll talk with the coach. We'll also be talking today with Nate Solder in our Big 12 football preview, the lineman from Colorado. Nate Solder will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling will join us today as well as our high school football preview continues. 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number on the program. Anytime you want to give us a buzz, 888-455-3776. And the Dent Popper inbox, always wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you. Dent Popper, they're going to take care of all, you know, everything that's been going on here with the weather lately. You finally shine it up and you go, oh, that needs fixed. That needs fixed. They're going to tell you how cheap it is, and they're going to do it for you. Down at the Dent Popper on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Anthony Blue, Sean Fisher, injured in practice yesterday, and now we're told that nobody is talking to the media for 3 days, not until Saturday. Highly unusual. Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated, who joins us numerous times in the program, going to be doing some of our Big Red lunches throughout the fall this year. We're looking forward to that. But Sean joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm confused, and so when I'm confused, I call you. How's married life, buddy?
Oh, it's going great. You know, just getting used to everything here. I turned 30 this week, so kind of a monumental week for me personally.
Oh, no! 30! Oh, he's getting old, people! Oh, Sean, oh, 30. Oh, get the wheelchair out, brother. Happy birthday, man. It's a big week, and we get ready for Husker football. Let's jump right into it because I wanted to get a couple comments. What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday in practice, we know that Sean Fisher and Anthony Blue sustained what appears to be major injuries. In fact, Athletic Director Tom Osborne actually referred the two players suffering major injuries in practice during his radio show on the Husker Sports Network. In terms of the official extent, we don't know that yet because Bo Pelini did not address the media yesterday, and we found out, as you mentioned this morning, he won't address the media again until Saturday. The access has been shut down of camp for Thursday, today, Thursday and Friday, where there will be nobody allowed in. And I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think Coach Pelini's just getting tired of people leaking information, whether it's on message boards or wherever, and things like, say, Sean Fisher's injury being mainstream news in a matter of minutes. He doesn't really think that stuff should happen. It should kind of all go through the official channels, and I think he just kind of blew up last night and decided to shut down the access for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I was going to say, all that does is make suspicion and breed suspicion out there, because now that's all that they're going to have for the next 3 days is some speculation and trying to get something from a player or trying to get something from a credible source inside Memorial Stadium or the Hawks Championship Center. Not so much that it makes our jobs tough in the media, but you would think Coach Pelini would want to address the situation instead of building more speculation.
Well, if anything, I mean, the media, we're the ones that can legitimize things, and, you know, and once that happens, you know, those people that post those types of things on message boards and rumors, it doesn't really give them much credibility. But, you know, when we're not allowed in, these are the times when those types of guys can really thrive on, you know, message boards posting things about practices and et cetera. So, yeah, it's uncharted waters for a lot of us right now. And, you know, I can never remember a time ever where, you know, just 3 days in a row have been shut off like this during such a crucial part of the year.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And things had been going pretty smooth pretty much every time Bo Pelini talked to the media so far this fall camp. He'd been in a pretty good mood. He liked the way things were going, except with the Taylor Martinez situation last week. We had Sip on yesterday. Can you put any more light on what happened with Taylor Martinez?
Well, I think with, like, a lot of kids, you know, you get frustrated at times. I mean, college athletics is a frustrating thing. And over the years, I think you can go down a list and talk about a lot of guys that have, you know, maybe walked away or had a problem or were upset about something. But, you know, most of the time those things don't play out. And I think that was the situation with Martinez. I think he was upset about something. Bo Pelini talked to him on Thursday and probably just told him last week, hey, take a day off, cool off a little bit, and we'll see you Friday. And, you know, I think that's kind of how things were handled. He's been with the team. He's been at practice ever since missing the one day. And you know, I just think it happens all the time. And most of the time we don't hear about it, but at a place like Nebraska, more often than not, every little trinket of information is going to get out now. I mean, that's just how starved people here are for the information. And, you know, and that's just what comes with a place like Nebraska. Everybody wants to know every little thing about this football team, whether it's their business or not.
All right, Sean, let's get to the actual on the field. If Anthony Blue and Sean Fisher are out for a long, long time, what does that do to the team?
Well, I think Fisher is a loss because he was going in, he was considered their top linebacker, a veteran guy. It really puts more pressure now on guys like Eric Martin and Levante David and Alonzo Whaley step into that role with Will Compton. Anthony Blue, I think, was more of a depth guy. He's a special teams type guy. And I think the corners they have in place with Dennard and Prince and Gomes and Haig and, you know, West and P.J. Smith, those guys are all kind of ahead of him on the defensive back depth chart. But definitely a loss because he started some games. He's a veteran player going into his fourth year in the program. And if that is indeed the case, it sounds like it could be another knee injury for him. That would be really tough to hear because Anthony has worked really hard to get back on the field and to where he's at right now.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, of course, always does the Big Red Report right here on ESPN Radio. And now with Bo Pelini or any of the coaches, nobody being able to address the media over the next 3 days, what do you do?
Luckily, I've got plenty of archive sound, so I'll get through the next couple of days. But if it drags into next week where we don't have any access next week, it could be interesting. I mean, I was kind of chuckling yesterday. The World Herald had six writers at practice yesterday doing interviews, which I don't know how you could even utilize. I mean, that's a lot of people. How do you keep those guys employed on the clock for 40 hours a week when they can't come to practice?
Well, they own a lot of papers. One other thing, Sean. Sean Watson spoke after practice yesterday, and, of course, he can't address officially the injuries. That all goes through Bo. But some of the questions were asked there about the quarterback situation. What are you seeing and hearing right now at the quarterback spot?
Well, what I'm kind of seeing and hearing is I think Zach Lee has kind of put himself in a position where he's raised his game up, and this is what it was going to take for him to win the job. And I think he's done a lot of the things people have wanted to see. He's shown toughness. His running ability has gotten better. His arm strength is back. And I think if you had to say who's the leader right now after, you know, 12, 13 practices, I would say Zach Lee has the edge right now from what I'm hearing. Taylor Martinez, though, I fully expect to have a role in this offense, whether it's in a wildcat formation. I just think he'll have a package or a role in this offense where they utilize him, and I can see Cody Green probably being the backup behind Zach Lee. So, I mean, if you ask me today how it plays out, that's how I would say right now.
I thought I'd get your reaction to this, too, Sean. Everybody's making predictions. You know, Brian Greasy on College Football Live had the Huskers going 11-1, pulled up some of the future odds from the boys that know it all in Vegas about some of the key games. Nebraska is a 2.5-point favorite if you want to bet the Texas game today, 4.5 over Texas A&M. That means Nebraska is going to be favored right now in every single football game this season. Kind of hard to believe, I thought.
Yeah, I think 11-1 is realistic if you go off that, and I think anything less than 10-2 would be almost unacceptable. If they went 9-3, I don't think very many people would be too thrilled at the end of the year based on the expectations going in this year. I think this team should win 11 games in the regular season, play in the Big 12 championship game, have a chance to win it, and, you know, have a chance to play in a BCS bowl game. To me, that's what will make this season successful, is if they can kind of reach those goals. And, you know, obviously winning the Big 12 would be number one, in my opinion. And if you win that, there's a good chance you're right in the hunt for a national title.
The very latest from Sean Callahan on the injury situation, and if we can know anything more tomorrow, it'll be on the Big Red Report here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. Sean, thanks for giving us a couple minutes to start the show off today.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Talk to you soon. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. Keep up to date online with everything at Huskers Illustrated. Well, he talked about some of the players being hungry. I'm hungry, and Wednesday is a great day to go check out the buffet at Godfather's Pizza, located in Kearney in the Archway Plaza. And right now, folks, do what everybody's doing. Get online and get coupons anytime. Godfather'sPizza.com. That's even easy to spell. Godfather'sPizza.com. And they've got coupons that are going to get you buy one, get one free, save money on a jumbo or a large or a medium pizza. There's all kinds of different coupons. All you have to do to save a little dough, as if it wasn't cheap enough, save a little dough on the dough that they put the toppings on. Godfather'sPizza.com. And don't forget, they're a great lunch buffet served from 11 to 2 every day of the week. They don't throw it out on Sunday, or they're just not there on Monday. No, it's every day. They're open 7 days a week, and for $6.50, you're going to be able to get the great salad bar included with the buffet. Maybe you get the humble pie, the taco pizza. They don't just throw out one topping, although they do because I love the pepperoni. You can get all your favorites right there. Full catering services. They've got big rooms for private parties. They're open from 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday, and delivery every day while they're open. Just give them a call at 234-9444. 234-9444. The great folks at Godfather's. Check them out online at godfatherspizza.com. Loper Link with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. Plus, UNK headed to the MIAA officially. We'll talk about it next.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
What is a reverse mortgage?
How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We know you're chomping at the mouthpiece waiting for your favorite college and pro teams to strap on the shoulder gear and do some pad popping. We have a remedy for your football withdrawal.
Let's play some football!
It's a steady dose of summer camps from high school to college to the pros.
We are here to win.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Guys, turn partly sunny across the area today with a high of 87, with south winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight with a low of 65 with a south wind at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you flying solo today. Big Daddy, of course, on a three-day suspension. Hopefully everything's okay. Well, actually, 4 days. I don't think he's back till Tuesday, the slouch. It's unbelievable. Hope he catches something, snags something in the mouth while he's gone. He'll be fishing and you'll be golfing because, folks, tomorrow night from 6 to 10, it's the annual Moonlight Madness Sale. That's right, Greg Morey. They turn into givers. And they don't put on weird masks or anything because they're good-looking cats. And tomorrow night at Golf USA from 6 to 10, the annual Moonlight Madness sale. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year on the biggest names in golf. Nike, check. Cali, yep. Titleist, okay. So many more. It's all right there. You can pick up a set of stainless steel irons, 4-iron through sand wedge, for just $79.99. You can pick up a set of woods for $59.99. FootJoy socks, 4-pack, $5. You know what? You don't even have to golf. You need socks, people. How about that? All apparel, 50% off, 20% off the putters and bags, and many more items are too low to list. That's right. They're so low, it's almost like giving it away. In fact, they might even do that with some things if they like you. Everything is marked down from 10 to 70% off, but it's only for 4 hours. Line up before 6 o'clock tomorrow night so that when the door opens, you're ready to go. Thursday night, Golf USA in Kearney, 5001 2nd Avenue. That's on top of the hill by the mall here in Kearney. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN, and they might give you a golf tee. Oh, it says Golf USA on it. I like those, by the way. I hit a couple balls straight off them the other night. Last night, I had a guy drain a 50-foot eagle putt on the last hole to beat us in league, so I was pretty fired up about that. That was cool. That was pretty cool. But we're getting to the time where we have to clean those clubs up because we're getting back to work with volleyball, football, and all that is going on with fall sports. That takes us to our Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. They're open and have your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Kids, if you're heading to UNK, this is the place to go. The cheapest textbooks, they've got everything you need. And if you're that freshman coming in and maybe don't have enough UNK gear to get ready to root on the Lopers, then stop by and check them out. Or you can even go online if you haven't moved in yet, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest. And head coach of the UNK volleyball team, expected to once again be highly ranked when the poll comes out, it's Rick Squires. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Doug. Hey, let me just first say a quick happy birthday to my wife out there. I know she's probably an avid listener of the Doug and Daddy Show. So happy 39th, Kim.
Oh, and such a sweetie. She emails us under aliases all the time. So, happy birthday. She's put up with you all these years.
Welcome. That's right.
By the way, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back and back in the gym. And we're excited to have our kids back in town. Looks like they did a little bit of working out over the summer. So we're off to a good start. It's been fun so far.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you on air that you were up for at least one job in the off season, though, and now the move to the MIAA. What keeps you with this attractive job at UNK?
Well, I think it's, I've said this a lot of times over the years, and probably even before I got here, I think it's the best Division II job in the country, and there's no other program that I would want to be a part of. And every now and then you got to go listen to somebody else to remind yourself of that. So I did that, and it was evident to me that I'm right where I belong and happy to be here. And, we'll look forward to hopefully a bright future ahead.
The Board of Regents gave the approval yesterday to Chancellor Christensen and Athletic Director McBride to apply to the MIAA. And although it's not official, it's just a matter of the paperwork being signed. Your thoughts and what that means for the volleyball program?
Well, I think twofold. First of all, I would be in agreement with our administration in that in the long term, it's a great move for our university. We're going to surround ourselves with some of the best institutions in the country, perhaps be a member of maybe the best athletic conference in the country in Division II. So it's exciting. It'll be a challenge, no question about it, in volleyball. It ranks right up there, certainly maybe with the Northern Sun and the California League as one of the top volleyball leagues in the country. I think last year there was probably no fewer than five or six nationally ranked opponents. Some of these people are fans would be familiar with just because maybe we've competed with them at the national level or in the non-conference. I mean, you're looking at UNO and Truman and Washburn and Central Missouri and Emporia. I mean, it's just a very strong volleyball conference. And, I would like to think that it's going to do nothing but pull us up a notch and prepare us hopefully for the postseason to the point where if you do qualify for the NCAA tournament, you're about as seasoned as you could be. It'll be a challenge just to get in the darn thing in this league, but when you do get in there, you're going to feel like you have a chance to make a good run at it.
Talking with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, they started practice on Monday, two-a-days all week before classes get going next week. Last year, 33-3, had a great season, and it didn't end the way the Lopers wanted it to end, dropping those last two matches. Got a couple of great seniors in Cola Speck and Jerry Wachowiak, who may be the preseason all-conference player of the year. I think that poll's supposed to come out this afternoon. Talk about those two a little bit, Coach.
Well, obviously, it's the one thing that allows us to continue to feel good about the state of our program, considering we lost the likes of Nikki Scott and Kelly Wimhoff, Shannon Clausen, Erica Burson. I mean, that was a heck of a senior class. They put up huge numbers for us, and any normal year when you lost that kind of talent and experience, I think we'd be awfully concerned. But I think the fact that we have a class right behind them with the likes of a Jerry Wachowiak, Cola Svek, even Kelsey Werner right now has really turned her game up another level. Caitlin Heiserman at Libero. It kind of eases the pain of losing some of those players that were here last year. So a lot of experience. They're competitors. They look to be in as good a shape as maybe they've been since they got here at UNK. I think they're pretty focused, and they're taking us in the right direction so far.
Coach, there are quite a few kids, again, from the listening area that are going to have a chance to contribute. Nikki from Broken Bow and the kids from Grand Island have done a good job. Jenna Isaacson, hopefully back into number one form. And have to ask about true freshman Katie Sokolowski. You've been able to watch just about every one of her high school matches that you possibly could because of your daughters playing with her at Kearney Catholic. What are your plans for her this season?
Well, at least up to this point, Katie has done a nice job making the transition from high school to college, and she's very much in the mix of potential starters as a middle or a right side. I mean, we've got some decisions yet to be made, but she's right there. I think she's going to be a factor one way or another. Offensively, she's demonstrated that she can still get kills at this level, whether she's playing middle. Again, we've dabbled a little bit on the right side with her. She is a presence at 6'2". She's very agile. She's a competitor. She's picking things up quickly. And she's coming into the gym every day, I think, with the mindset that she wants to get better, she wants to contribute. And, I think without final decisions having been made, she's going to be heard from one way or another on our roster this year.
Coach, I know this is going to be a question that is going to be asked because the comparisons are just, from the high school to where she played and what she's expected to do. She's going to be compared to Aaron Goodmanson probably her whole career. Have you said anything to her about, hey, don't be trying to follow in somebody else's footsteps?
Not really. And I would guess that, her career at Kearney Catholic probably included maybe some of those thoughts, given the fact that they both played the same position, put up huge numbers in high school, were very successful. I do think they're maybe different types of players. I mean, I'm not sure we'll ever see the likes of another Aaron Goodmanson as far as just a raw attacker. I mean, just somebody who could flat-out score points as a hitter. And Katie's a little bit different in that she can get you some points as an attacker, and we know she had tremendous numbers in high school, but I would consider her to maybe be a little more well-rounded player. She's a pretty darn good passer. She's somebody who, at least at this point, we still have hopes for as a six rotation player. She's a good defender, good strong server, and she has the makings of a pretty good blocker. So they are different. I think they can both be huge assets to our program, and it's always hard to do that because obviously Aaron's contributions are already in the bank, and Katie's just starting out. But Katie's got a bright future, and I think the other thing is she's at least far enough removed from the Aaron Goodmanson era that hopefully she's established her own identity at this point.
Kind of work on that Phoebe Buffet jump style serve that she's got too. Let's move on here because you're going to get a chance to see some outstanding competition. There is no easing into the season this year. You go to Tampa, Florida the first weekend in September. You're going to see some great teams. Everybody knows about Grand Valley State, but they're not the only good team that you're going to see. Talk about that season opening tournament.
Well, as I looked at our opening day draw, I began to wonder what the heck I was thinking because I know the poll isn't out yet, but in one of the latest volleyball journals, both Central Missouri and Tampa were listed as top five programs for this season. So I'm not sure if they'll be ranked in the top five, but Central Missouri won the MIAA last year and returns a pretty good nucleus. Tampa made a heck of a run to the Elite Eight last year, and they returned most of their players, and we play them both on the same day. So not an ideal scenario. Certainly we're going to be tested right away, and then regardless of what happens after that, we get to pick up Grand Valley the next day, and we all don't have to think too far back to remember what kind of program they have. And then Northern Kentucky, the other UNK out there, I think they won about 25, 26 matches. The other thing that is kind of interesting is Concordia St. Paul is also in the same tournament. So there's a whole lot of firepower down in Tampa. That's by design. As we've mentioned before, we didn't like how our season ended last year, and we've tried to take some steps toward maybe upgrading our schedule a little bit, and even if that means a few more setbacks early, we'd rather be playing our best volleyball at the end of the year and know that we're prepared for postseason play. So it'll be a lot of fun to go down to Tampa and see where we stack up right away and then come back home and play in the UNK Fall Classic.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires. Next week is the first big Loper luncheon. It's the fall sports luncheon. It has all the UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches at 11:45. The meal starts at noon. The coaches give a little five-minute speech from all the sports. We'll be up there helping host that next Thursday, so don't forget about that, folks, on the 26th. This Saturday, Coach, you've got the Lopers under the lights. This is kind of a way for the fans and the new kids on campus and everybody on campus to kind of come out and get acquainted with what's going on. What's your part in all of this Saturday night?
Well, we try to get all of our players over there, and we set up a little volleyball game of some sort where the students can come out and serve for prizes or try to pass through a hoop or something for prizes. And it's kind of neat to see all the sports out there, the fall programs and their players, and they get to intermingle with the students. And it's really been a nice event. Sean Fairbanks has done a great job setting that up and organizing it. It's been, you know, very pleasant to see the participation from the UNK student body. And I think it's had a, you know, an immediate impact in that we've seen a lot more students at our matches. They've been involved. They make a difference. And it really is kind of a fun time for the UNK community. So we'll look forward to being over there and kind of kicking the year off with Lopers Under the Lights.
All right, Coach. We'll continue to keep up to date with the Lopers and volleyball throughout the season. Have you seen the poll yet?
I have not. What I'm told, it comes out today. So,
what's your gut feeling?
No, I would say we'll be mentioned somewhere. I mean, we we try not to get too wrapped up in it, but you know, it's hard to say. I mean, we lost some pretty darn good players in a lot of statistical categories, but I think people know who Jerry Wachowiak and Kolis Feck are. So hopefully, our name will still be on the list.
Well played, my friend. Well played. Looking forward to another great year, Rick. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Take care. Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us on our Loper Link. Again, the kickoff event for Lopers Under the Lights this Saturday night, part of Blue and Gold Week, kind of wraps everything up from 8 to 10 at Cope Stadium at Foster Field. It's free, activities all over the place. It's the fifth year. They have nearly 1,000 students and community members that show up. You engage in a fan day atmosphere for the first hour, interactive games, as Coach just told us about. Winners from each contest will have the opportunity to win great prizes from a whole host of businesses. The second hour, fans will have a part of a pep rally. They'll have the marching band there. All the teams and their captains will be introduced. All the coaches will be introduced. It's a fun time. So we'll plan on that Saturday night from 8 until 10. That's our Loper Link for this Wednesday, brought to you by Russ Smith and the gang at Charterwest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons they have the loans, and by the College Store. 1420 West 24th has your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks guaranteed. Get ready for fall classes at the College Store just south of the UNK Health and Sports Center, or go online, thecollegestore.com. We'll continue the Doug and Daddy Show with Kearney Catholic head football coach Dave Colling, Colorado lineman Nate Solder. It's all coming up after this.
Polaris is having a really big sale. In fact, we're having a factory-authorized clearance, which means you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles like the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Ranger Razor. You see, Polaris knows what you want to hear, and that is that right now you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select Polaris vehicles. I mean, really, what's the point in telling a lame joke when you got deals like this? We also know that radio commercial hype can't excite you the way a great deal in a Polaris does. It's not like you're going to crank up the volume for a jingle, right? But we're willing to bet you turn up the volume to hear that deal again. Well, it's your lucky 10 seconds, because we're going to give it to you one more time. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, where you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles. Going on now.
Offers end September 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies turn partly sunny across the area today with a high of 87, with south winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight with a low of 65 with a south wind at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on, minus the daddy. It's been going smooth so far, I think. Glad to have you along with us. Merritt's back there making it all happen. And don't forget, you can make it happen on the golf course at Gibbon Valley View with the annual Coors 3-Man 2-Day Scramble. Always a lot of fun on and off the course, during and after, and the food's great. And the just folks, get signed up. Talked to some of the gang yesterday. The field is filling up. There are a few spots left. And again, they have that staggered tee time. You can play in the morning or you can play in the afternoon. So, you know, kind of a first-come, first-serve. Some people like playing at 8 in the morning. Not this guy. So if you want to get in that afternoon tee time, call now, 308-468-5884. Cash payback, flag prizes, the steak dinner, the cow cutta on Saturday night. It's oh so good. Call the golf course and get your team signed up for the Coors 3-Man 2-Day Scramble. It's this Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday, 308-468-5884. Always a good time at Gibbon Valley View. The Coors 3-Man 2-Day Scramble this Saturday and Sunday. Again, the number, 308-468-5884. Well, yesterday the MIAA got closer to having UNK join them. Chancellor Doug Christensen and Athletic Director John McBride appeared before the Nebraska Board of Regents, gave a nearly 30-minute presentation, answered some questions from the board. But after they were done, it took about 30 seconds for it all to be done. There was a motion, a second, and a unanimous vote to allow UNK today to apply for membership to the MIAA. Chancellor Christensen talked about what happens now.
That is done in the form of a letter. They would then schedule campus visits to our campus. They'd like to get that done before the end of August. I think then they would move on to Lindenwood and do theirs. And they want to have a meeting and a report issued on both schools. I believe those would be positive in both cases.
So there you go. That from Chancellor Christensen yesterday. And that is the very latest. The MIAA has 12 members currently, but two more Oklahoma schools have been approved. Then Lindenwood and UNK would give them 16, and they would join the MIAA in 2012 with the current teams in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, including UNO and Fort Hays State. Well, our high school football preview takes us just down the road to the Kearney Catholic Stars, who will be in a very solid C2-8 district and have some very tough non-conference games on their schedule. But first off, Coach Dave Colling wants to get his kids prepared before they worry about anybody else. And now with some practices under their belt, maybe we can find out a little bit more. And Coach Colling joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, thanks, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good, and I know the kids are appreciative of a little bit cooler weather here. You went through the first week and a half now already of practices, schools in session. You're going morning and night trying to get a lot of young kids ready for what could be a pretty grueling physical football season. I guess let's start with where we see some changes with this football team and where you're at through the first week and a half. How are the first practices been going for you?
Been going pretty good. They kids came in pretty good shape. We had a We had a banner lifting summer, which was just totally awesome. We had pretty much 40 out of the 45 kids were in the weight room every day, which was something great for us. And we noticed that, you know, coming into conditioning week, and I think it's going to pay dividends. We are, like I said, you said the cooler weather's been great. It was kind of brutal last week, but like I said, the kids came in great shape, so we're doing really well right now.
Coach, last year was marred by injury to some key players, and I guess the silver lining is it's the next year, and you had kids that maybe were kind of thrown into the fire last year that you didn't expect you would have to play, but now they have that experience as they come back. Where do you see that being most beneficial this year?
You know, it's going to be huge for us. We have another class of seven seniors this year, and so the bulk of our team is juniors and sophomores, which you'd still think would be a young team, but a lot of those sophomores last year, you know, two or three, four of them started for us. So they come in with a year under their belt and that experience in game time situations. So we're a young team, but yet we have some experience. So that's been helpful getting through stuff, getting our offense in, getting our defense in, and you know, we can just kind of hit the ground running with some of those young kids.
Dave Colling, the head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, 17 letter winners returning, and the spot that maybe you will be the deepest is the spot that you want to be, and that's on the offensive line, because that can help out the quarterback situation, the new running back situation, and all the things that you like to do. Talk about the guys on the O-line and how comfortable you are there.
You know, we got a lot of guys coming back. We're missing Matt Bowman, who was at Kansas State now, so that's a huge loss, losing a D1 guy. But as far as the other guys around him, we got some experience there. We got a little more strength and a little more size this year. Logan Burke, you know, as a senior, he's weighing about 290. We got Austin Lowry, he's up in the mid-200s. Dave Squires is up in the middle 200s. We got Burking, who played quite a bit last year, actually. And so we're offensive line-wise, where, like I said, the kids seem to know what we want and what we're after, because they played quite a bit last year. So that's helping tremendously. We've got a great stable of wings and wides this year, and we have a lot of fullbacks. So we got some numbers, and so it's just been really nice at practice to, you know, not have to stop every 5 minutes and say, hey, here's what you're supposed to be doing, because the guys seem to know what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, one of the young men that was also injured last year has a familiar name in Tyson Colling, and you're going to have Abe Clinch there and some folks battling for that quarterback position. He was thrown in as a freshman last year after Reinke got hurt. Where is that quarterback battle right now?
Well, right now we are in a battle, kind of like Nebraska is. So we got some guys battling, which is awesome. We got Creighton Pierce, who's a senior who played quarterback when he was younger, and in fact, even when he was a freshman. So he entered the quarterback battle. We got Abe Clinch, who started six games last year. Tyson Colling, who didn't get a play last year. But we got some, you know, and some of those guys play other positions too. So we'll, you know, like you hear all the coaches say, we want to get the best 11 guys on the field, whether that be at the spot they're trying to gain or whether it's at another spot. So quarterback race right now will probably go up until game week. We're letting the guys have some equal reps and seeing who will win the battle.
Dave, got to ask you this, because it was on everybody's mind when the schedules came out. And we've talked to the athletic directors, we've talked to the coaches. You have to start the season with the state champions in C1 last year in Hastings St. Cecilia. Even though they may be down a scotch, they're still going to be the number one team in the state. The eyes have to be wide open on opening night. I guess that's not going to give you a lot of room to ease into the season.
Yeah, we'll find out where we are after game one. So, like I tell the kids, we got, you know, Cambridge will probably be ranked up there in the top two or three also. So our schedule doesn't get easier. The first three games are just brutal, and then from there it gets, and it's not much easier. So, like we're telling the kids, you got to play the best to be the best. And that's kind of our motto. If we're going to get to Lincoln like our goal is, then we're going to have to beat these teams anyway. So kids understand that. And, you know, you play a team like St. Cecilia, I mean, they're just loaded. And like I said, you got to play the best to be the best.
Coach, we've talked a little bit about the offense. You guys have always been pretty good in the special teams department. The defense also looks like, with a lot of these kids coming back, that you're going to be in good shape. Tell me a little bit about your defense and if there's going to be any changes there.
You know, we defensive-wise, we bring a lot of guys back also. Defensive-wise, we do lose Matt Bowman, averaging 20 tackles a game. We lose Jared Rinke, a free safety, who's playing for UNK now. And we lose Chris Kasnowski, who's playing at Concordia. So, I mean, we do lose some key guys, but we got, five or six linebackers we can plug in right now that are about equal. We got a defensive line that's pretty, not real deep, but we got some guys that played a lot of ball for us last year. Logan Burke again and Austin Lowry in the middle. Jacob Dakey's coming around for us. So we got, and DBs, we got a ton of DBs. So, like I said, we got young kids, but those young kids played a lot of ball for us last year. So, and with the added weight, they put on 15, 20 pounds in the weight room, a little stronger. We got some guys that can play.
Coach, finally, any changes in the staff with your first year back last year? Everybody seemed to be comfortable and got that big win early against Ravenna and then had to survive the injuries. Any changes there, or everybody still got the same headset on?
Yep, everyone's got the same headset on. Like I said, our staff, I couldn't ask for a better staff. We just gel really nicely as a staff, friends on the field, friends off the field. So I think that's what you really need to have as a staff, and we have it.
Well, the opening night, Kearney Catholic Hastings St. Cecilia right here on ESPN Radio. We'll catch up with you again before the ball game, Coach, and best of luck in the next week and a half as you get ready to start the 2010 season. Thanks for the time.
Hey, I appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
You bet, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Our high school football preview continuing here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more that we want to talk about, plus Colorado's Nate Solder is going to join us. Minnesota Vikings and Brett Favre practicing. There's a news conference this afternoon at 1:30. Oh, no! What's going to happen? Back after this.
Hey, we've got Wendell Middlebrooks back with us, the world-famous Miller High Life delivery man.
What's up, Mike?
Well, you've been here a few times to tell us about this terrific program that Miller High Life and IAVA, that's Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, have pulled together.
Yeah, we're donating 10 cents for every High Life or High Life Light bottle cap or can pull tab we get returned to us.
And the donations are all used to help give these men and women a piece of the High Life as a show of gratitude.
Yeah, Bubba. Returning vets will be able to take part in High Life experiences in their hometowns. Stuff like tickets to baseball and football games, concerts, NASCAR races, the High Life. It all kicks off on Independence Day weekend.
Boy, this program is really going to be special.
People are really excited. For example, thousands of vets and their families will get to go to baseball games all over the country on 4th of July weekend. A few lucky vets will even get to throw out the first pitch and shag balls during batting practice.
That sounds like the High Life to me.
There you have it. Hope this program is a raging success. Everyone, make sure you send in your bottle caps and can pull tabs and help give our vets a piece of the High Life.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Skies turn partly sunny across the area today with a high of 87 with south winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight with a low of 65 with a south wind at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling along on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Wednesday. Is this Wednesday, Merritt?
Yes, sir.
Tried to get a hold of Daddy. He is not quite to Eden Prairie, Minnesota to talk with Brett Favre. So we'll be in contact with Daddy hopefully tomorrow to see if he's had a chance to talk to Brett after practice today. And Wednesday also means Big Burger Night, Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. They don't just have a burger once a week, folks. They have a burger every night. and it's off the menu for you on Wednesday for just $5, the burger and fry. You can get the bacon burger, the mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger, or just the regular, lovely, well-fed, great-tasting cheeseburger. Oh, if you don't want a burger, then try the boneless chicken wings or anything that they put the wing sauce on, 13 different flavors. Sure to love something. Maybe put it on the new walleye dinner, broiled walleye filet, seasoned in your choice of Cajun, lemon pepper, or wing sauce. Got to taste that to believe it. It's all right there, and you can catch Major League Baseball, college, and NFL football. They've got all the packages, whatever you want to watch. Golf this weekend, it's there. They're open every day of the week. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch sports, enjoy your favorite beverage, and eat all the great food. Open for lunch specials every day at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Our Big 12 football preview continues today with the Colorado Buffaloes offensive tackle Nate Solder.
Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days here in Dallas, Texas, talking a little Colorado football and fashion, apparently. Daddy, we got some big fellas that are looking to do some good things at the University of Colorado.
Well, you know, somebody that's on a lot of pro teams' radars, an offensive lineman, goes by the name of Nate Solder. And Nate joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nate, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate you stopping by. How are you enjoying Media Day?
It's been a little bit crazy, but it's pretty interesting.
Nate, we're getting ready for another football season. How anxious are you to get officially into practice, even though we know guys are working out every single day? What immediately changes when you guys have your first official fall workout?
I mean, I'm just ready to hit some guys and get the pads on. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to, and more this season more than any other, I think.
You've been around for a while, and kind of a culmination of a career at Colorado. I'm sure had its ups and downs. You guys play such a tough schedule every year. Do you say you wish the powers to be would say maybe ease it up on us a little bit, get us rolling a little bit?
No, I really don't. I think that the challenges, I appreciate it. I like it, you know. Coming in every season, you just have so many to look forward to, and I just appreciate that.
What's been your favorite atmosphere on the road of those non-conference games you've got a chance to play in?
Oh, shoot. West Virginia, probably. That was amazing to play there. And when we were down in Jacksonville playing Florida State, that was really pretty neat, too.
Hillbillies are funny, aren't they? I mean, really, you know, hillbillies are quite interesting.
You're wearing that and talking about hillbillies. Nate Solder joins us from Colorado to talk about Buffalo football. And Nate, did you talk to anybody and say, Hawaii doesn't have to come here. We'd sure go over there and play them anytime.
Yeah, wouldn't we? Put on our sandals and go to Hawaii. That'd be awesome.
That'll be, again, a great non-conference schedule. Colorado State, Hawaii, Georgia, California. Talk about being different than almost every other school from that perspective. We talked with Coach Hawkins, and we've talked with some of the media folks at Colorado about that tough schedule. Do you embrace it? Does it wear on you by the time you play that fourth great football team in a row? How do the teams look at it?
Well, heck, you got to embrace it. I mean, it's what we got. I look forward to it every week. You know, you're not looking at some unknown team. You're looking at a big name team, and that's exciting. You know, that's why I play college football, to play those teams that I watched as a kid. You know, that's why it's cool.
That's so disappointing, because Nebraska is so excited to play Western Kentucky. Just ask the players. It really makes me vomit in my mouth to hear that, because that's not why you go to college football. You go to college football for the Oklahoma State Georgia. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons you go to Oklahoma State. You go for the Colorado State-Colorado rivalry. That's why you go to Colorado.
I love to play the big teams, exactly.
Talk about being a Colorado boy and trying to get this thing pointed in the right direction here in your senior season.
I grew up watching the Buffaloes, and that's something, you know, and everyone says that they had been typically the top of the Big 12 North, and that's kind of where I want them to be, and that's what we're all about. That's what we're working on every day.
What's different in your mind going into this year than maybe where you were with the team personally and the guys you played alongside the last couple seasons?
Well, you know, this year you got a lot of guys that have been knocked down a bunch of times, and they're just ready to get back up and show what we're all about.
Nate, you've done some interesting things during the summer throughout your college career. You've been to Guatemala to do some work. You've been to Italy to do some work,
right,
helping out people. Talk about those experiences. I think you probably take something away from that as well.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Seeing the world in a different light, getting a new perspective on things, it's brought a lot of energy to my step. You know, it's one of those things that I guess every young college guy wants to change the world, and that's kind of the way I feel about it. So that's kind of my motivation behind those things.
Well, you're helping kids read, too. I mean, you're doing the programs. You're
in the local community.
Yeah, in the local community as well.
Those are the kind of things I really love doing. I love kids. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid looking up at the college football players. That's unbelievable, you know. And I want to be that for them, you know. And I hope I get some Buff fans, too, on the way.
Some wide-eyed kids, anytime they're up looking for an autograph, looking at the big guy, going, oh. And then maybe, hopefully, an opportunity to continue your career in the professional ranks and give them somebody to look up to. Let's look back at what you've got going on the offensive line this year, who you're going to be blocking for back there. It kind of seems it's the same story for the last 3 years. Who's going to be taking the snaps? Who are you going to be blocking for? We've heard so much about off-season development from the quarterback crew. Are you seeing that?
Off-season development and how?
As far as, I guess they've been, everybody thinks they've been struggling on the field and maturing-wise, and I guess just seeing them improve with some things that they struggled with the last couple of years.
I mean, I love both those guys. They're all about winning. Both those guys are so committed to getting better, and there's not a person on our team that didn't need to get better, and that's kind of the way that we handle it. No one's better than anyone else. No one's bigger than the team, and that's the way those guys handle it. That's the way they go about their business.
How does Cody handle having Dad as a coach? I think we've asked this of Coach a few times, but how do the players see that relationship?
Well, I have not seen anything but complete professionalism between the two of them, and I think that's the way it should be handled. And it's a bit of a tough situation, but it has not played out that way. It's always been played out professionally as if he were one of the players.
You've never heard him once say, Dad, I don't want roast beef. Tell Mom to change it.
Not once.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes. Damn it, you don't want roast beef. Mom to make something different.
Nate Solder from Colorado joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nate, talk about the goal in the Big 12 North this year. I've been waiting for Colorado to make that push. I think they've got the talent. Does the team, I guess you're going to believe that you do. What do the coaches tell you? How do you use it as motivation to get ready? Because I think you guys have some guys, as you said, that have been knocked down that are out there and could make a push for the Big 12 North, where a lot of people just say, well, it's going to be another year at Colorado. How do you prove them wrong?
Well, like you said, I think we got a lot of weapons. It's just going to come down to us firing them, you know, and hitting our targets. Those are the kind of things that, you know, that we're working on right now.
Nate, obviously you're a Colorado boy. You grew up watching the Buffs. Is something playing on Sundays for the Broncos down the road, is that always been the dream?
I don't know what's going to happen in the future. My whole focus has really been on this season and doing the best I can right now.
Personal goals for this season, have you set those yet? Or are they the same all the time? Kill, kill, kill.
right. Well, there's a kill mentality, but there's so many little intricate things that I want to get better at. And one of the biggest ones is just being a better leader for my team and sharing some of the experiences that I've had and helping those guys come along, too, as people.
He's Nate Solder, offensive tackle for the Colorado Buffaloes. Nate, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for wearing the same size shirt I do. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. No problem.
Nate Solder and all of our guests from Big 12 Media Days brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. The Bruce Furniture Facebook page, the Bruce Furniture Twitter, brucefurniture.com. It's more than even if you just walk in the store, but make sure you do that because you want to be in that Lazy Boy or Lane recliner when you're watching your favorite football team, L Huskers or Buffs or Cowboys or whatever it happens to be, NFL, college. It's right there. You're watching the baseball, getting ready for the pennant races and the PGA and the Ryder Cup. Stop by and see them, Doug and Mike Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture. Well, I think we're ready to get out of here, but before we do, we talked with Rick Squires, the head volleyball coach at UNK on our Loper Link, and as expected, the RMAC preseason volleyball coaches poll out today, and UNK a slight favorite, but the East is overwhelmingly tougher than the West, according to the coaches. They all believe that the top three teams reside in the East. In fact, UNK and Metro State split the number one votes with 7 votes apiece, and so UNK with 20 total points, Metro State at 21, so the Lopers a slight favorite to win the RMAC this year. So UNK, Metro State, then Colorado Mines. Mesa State is picked to win the West. Bree Morley from Metro State, a junior, has been tabbed as the preseason player of the year in the conference. The preseason defensive player of the year, the Lopers, Caitlin Heiserman, and the preseason center of the year is Kola Speck. So Speck, along with Jerry Wachowiak, are preseason first-team all-conference. We expect the Division II national poll to come out later on this afternoon, so keep it here. Hey, we want to thank all the folks for joining us today. Sean Callahan from Huskers Illustrated to update us on the latest injury situation and media lockout for the Husker football team. Also to UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, Nate Solder, offensive tackle from Colorado, and, of course, to Dave Collingham, football coach at Kearney Catholic. Tomorrow, Bob Jensen in studio. You should be getting your Huskerland Prep report in the mail. He'll join us tomorrow from Huskerland Prep on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.